This is the Beyond the Story podcast, a show that goes way beyond the story.
And now, Sebastian Ross!
Rachel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Sebastian. It's great to be here.
It's great to be here, too, on my own show. It's great to have you here. I know we were trying to figure out where we initially connected. So for our listeners' sake, Rachel and I met earlier this morning at Starbucks.
We wish.
It's always this big mystery of this, because we're in this hyper-connected world of social media, which kind of sucks because...
And you interact so often in a profile, you kind of forget, where did that start?
Yes, exactly. But you posted the other day that you were looking to get on podcast. And as frequently as I like to joke that no one cares that you're looking to get on podcast, you actually did really well with that post. So I retract my statement from the record there, because you said you booked like 100 interviews with just that post on here. So
we booked over 100. We're doing like 7 a day right now. It's insane. But yeah, like we're trying to raise SEO. So one of the things people don't realize is that with podcasting, like, you teach people how to do podcasting. So you know the amazing gift it is to be on a podcast or to host a podcast, because you get SEO juice. And we're starting a new business and we need incoming links to my business. So typically I don't like do a lot of podcasts because I'm like, been there, done that. Like, you know, that's, I don't own my own. So it's kind of like that world's a different world, if that makes sense.
Yet.
And so I tried to own my own. I have my family. I couldn't manage it. Maybe I need somebody like you to help me. But anyways, I'm digressing.
Your words.
Yeah, my words. You guys need, okay, if you're thinking about starting a podcast, do not try to do it on your own. Like I did. I flashed and burned. It was a great podcast. We got lots of people watching it. And then I couldn't maintain the dang thing. And I peaced out. I tried mercy.
That's a testimonial from a future client right there. It's exactly what that is.
Really, if you're going to start one, do it right and don't do it like I did.
I echo those sentiments.
So I went on and I need SEO juice. So now I'm like, what's the easiest and fastest way to get SEO juice to my new business? And I need incoming links. And the fastest way to get verified incoming links is through people with podcast episodes, because you can get the links in the show notes and then also like on the YouTube channel, which now leaves us potentially up to 4 incoming links per podcast episode we're on, which is huge for a brand new website. We think, oh, if we just make the website people come, it's not like that. Google needs to see incoming links to verify that you're a real website before they ever rank you. And so here we are. We're doing podcasts and we're having fun.
You heard it right here. That's a little marketing one, a little SEO 101 for you. If you may be wondering how in the world Google actually finds you and recognizes you. So love that. Great
way to get on some podcast.
great way to kick things off here. So let's back up a little bit. To the beginning of the story where things all started, and the beginning of the story is subjective and you can define what that moment is. But where did the story begin? I want to talk a little bit about your little work life balance type deal. And there's nothing little about it by any stretch of the imagination at all. You have 6 children and let's kind of unpack how all of this came to be with both, let's just call it life and business.
Okay, so for those who can't see me on a picture screen, you got to watch it on the YouTube or wherever he's got it, because you get to see my actual like office, which is like a 10 by 10, little bit bigger than a closet, not really bigger than a closet. But it has a window, so we're going to call it a win. I work from home and I've got 6 kids and we've been able to bring in over $10 million in revenue to my companies. And we've done that while still being at home, while still being with my kids, while still making a massive impact. And I'm really, really grateful for that opportunity. But to where you, your question, like, where are you now? But what did you do to get there? I probably started a lot like a lot of you, where you have an idea of something that you're going to want to change. Like, there's a problem in the world. There's a person you want to help, or you even just want to just change your own life circumstance. And so you have this idea, you're going to go create something. Well, for me, I didn't have any resources. Like, we're talking, I had like no resources. My car was broken in my driveway and I would walk by it because we couldn't afford the transmission repair. Like, I was stuck at home, no resources. It was bad. So what I had to do was say, well, what resources do I have access to? I have access to my brain. I can think, I can talk. I can talk a lot and I can type. So I began connecting with people online, first through a website. And then once I made my website, then I created programs like courses and like guidebooks and eBooks. And then from there, we created like a membership site. And from there, next thing you know, we added another product. Most of my products have been in the information space because I tried doing e-commerce. That meant that my kitchen became an Amazon warehouse and that was not pleasant for my family. So we went to information because I just didn't require like impact on my life. And you don't need inventory. You don't need to buy things. You don't need to ship things. You can do it from your 10 by 10 office. So here I am.
So help me understand how that all works. If somebody, you know, if someone's like, I'm trying to figure out a business solution. I know a lot of stuff, but I don't have a product or a service or anything. What does that look like to make something like that become a reality?
So you need to think, what is the problem that I'm going to solve for someone? And how can I make that problem solve for them in a consumable content piece. So what I like to do is put like a lead magnet out. So I'll make something like a checklist. So at this point, guys, I have a collecting problem. So I collect a lot of businesses. So one of my businesses has a lot of camping and a lot of RV stuff on that website. It's actually a DIY home site, but our most profitable niche inside our DIY home is like DIY RV living. And so like live in your RV home. So that site, I can make a checklist of things that you need to do to winterize your RV if you're going to be living in it in the winter. I can make that checklist and that's great. And guys, I don't even live in an RV in the winter. So I actually use AI to help create that checklist because I don't know what they need to do. I make the checklist, then I verify the information and I put it out there and I post it as like a lead magnet. Hey, if you're having problems with your RV in the wintertime, maybe this winterizing checklist will help you stay warm and toasty this winter. And they can go to that checklist, give me their email, they get the checklist for free. Now I know something about that user. I know they love RVs. I know that they're worried about winter. I know they're probably like, they might be interested in winterizing like products for their RV. So I now can follow up with them with, here's your products to buy that will help you to winterize your RV. Or here's an RV community that you can join of people who love RVs that you can now be part of this membership. Or I can find somebody else who's selling like Hip Camp and they have like a sponsored, like a partnership deal where if I get somebody to sign up and put their RV onto a spot, it's like Airbnb, but it's for campsites. And if I can put somebody signs up and parks their RV, I get a percentage of whatever that person paid to rent that space. So there's lots of different ways I can now make traffic from that audience, but I have to start with a little problem that I can solve for someone.
So does that little problem often convert into a larger paying client? Because I've never seen that happen. I do a lot of, you know, similar marketing with content, freebies, if you will. But I've always found that free stuff equals free people that want more free stuff. So how have you been able to solve that mystery?
Them to a purchase. So one of the people that I worked with, she's not the insurance agent broker. She doesn't run the brokerage. It's her husband's brokerage. And she's like the office manager for his insurance brokerage. And there's a wildfire coming in her town. And she's like, oh crap, there's a wildfire coming. What can I do as the insurance broker manager to capitalize on this? Which, I mean, it sounds kind of sketchy, but at the same time, she wants to make a difference and she wants to love and serve and sell to her neighbors. So she posted two different lead magnets. One lead magnet was, or list builder, whatever you want to call those. One lead magnet is how to prepare a grab and go bag. So what things do you need that you can put in your grab and go bag right now, stick it in your car. And if the fire turns and starts running towards your house, you pick up your kids, get in the car and you just go. You don't need to worry about anything else. You got your grab and go bag. So she had one lead magnet, which is things you need for your grab and go bag. The other lead magnet is things you can do to protect your house so that if the fire gets close, it's less likely to cause damage to your home. Things like hose off your roof. I don't know what other, get the debris away from the side of your house. I don't know what all her list has, but she created those two different lead magnets. She then posted those into her neighborhood Facebook groups. Now, what does an insurance agent need for them to make money? They need the list of the local people. They need a way to follow up with the local people. They need like a relationship with that person. So they're not starting cold when they're like talking to a stranger about insurance. And they also want to know that that person, like what their motivations are. The person, when she gets somebody on the list and they're signed up on the list of, I need the grab and go bag, she knows that they care more about their family than they do their possessions. So they're probably going to be more interested in, say, life insurance. They're probably going to be more interested in maybe car insurance. They probably might be more interested in saving money. The person who's more interested in saving the roof of their house, they probably are less interested in the other things. So now they're probably a legacy person and they're probably interested in whole life insurance because how can I use my insurance as an investment? They're concerned with their property and investment. So she now has two different motivations. She can start a conversation with her person and then convert them to a buyer. So she actually will bring the people who are the lead magnet of grab and go bags. She might have a coffee chat with all of those people because when they come together, they recognize, oh, here's another mom who's at the same stage of life that I'm in. And she might have a different like meet and greet at a wine tasting with the group of people who were protecting the roof of my house. Because those people, it's different clientele. She's now going to have a face-to-face conversation with them. But how does she start that face-to-face conversation? And how does she break that ice? How does she even find out who they are in her town if she doesn't know who they are? She did that with the list builder and she smashed it out of the park. She got the whole town to sign up.
Very cool. So that's kind of like offline to on or online to offline, you know, connection as well, yeah. Too. So hyper local.
Yeah.
So what's been the primary focus of your business outside of, you know, a marketing company? Like what has been the core focus to take you from my car's broken, I don't even have a car and I can't fix it, to doing over $10 million in business?
We build your audience. If you don't have an audience, you have no one to sell to. You don't know what you even want to sell if you don't have a person there on the other end of the screen to buy from you.
And how have you
been able to... If you have an audience, you can sell them anything.
Sure. And how have you been able to do that?
My primary way of growing, like we grew our website to 10 million page views a month. We used social media and we used SEO. That was my first website I ever built. Then we went on to build another one. We used Pinterest primarily with that one and also Facebook and then again, SEO. We used YouTube. I've grown over 4 million followers across social media channels. An audience. Cause if you have 4 million people following you, it's really easy to sell to them. Cause you just ask them, what can I do to help you today?
Right.
Create the solution to their problem, and then create a follow-up sequence. It's not enough to just have a list builder. You have to have a follow-up sequence and you have to connect all the dots together, in order to have like a business.
And what has been that core offer, or your core like offering of your business that you've been able to scale it to 10 million?
Well, each business has a different core offer. So like the preschool site has one offer. The DIY site has another offer. My coaching program has a different offer. My books have a different offer. So I don't want to guess what my audience wants. I want to find out what they need. So often we think, if we come up with a perfect offer, then they'll be there to buy. And what I've done instead was I find the people, I give them lots and lots and lots of little offers and say, okay, where are they biting? Are more people, would I make more money if I was doing a wealth, whole life insurance and like the protect your investments and take your investments and then multiply that like as a financial insurance broker? Yeah, there's more money in that type of insurance, but maybe there's more people who are trying to protect, just get out of the house quick. So like you might want to go, even though that's a lesser of a paycheck for the insurance agent, there might be more people there. So you want to go to where your people are and solve the problem they currently have instead of trying to solve the problem you think they're having with the solution you want to create for them. I tend to start with my people first.
Love it. So you've got six children. That's quite the nest, if you will, of little birdies running around. So
bigger than me now.
how old are they?
My oldest is, I think, almost 6 foot now. And my youngest is a whole hand bigger than me. So he likes to put his armpit in my face.
No, not how tall are they? How old are they?
I'm so sorry. They're teenagers. So they range from 13 to 17, and there's six in there because the youngest three are all the same age.
So six teenagers. God bless you. Wowza. So does your husband stay at home and work as well?
No, he's an IT project director, IT director for a city.
And he hasn't ran away from home yet.
Not yet. Actually, he is a runner. He's the ultra marathon runner. So he runs like 100 miles a week, I think. Maybe sometimes 200 miles a week. It's insane amount of running he does a week.
And you homeschool these children?
We used to homeschool for a little bit. I'm not really a great homeschooling mom, but it looks like I'll be homeschooling one of my kids next year. So we're just playing it by ear. One kid's struggling at school. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Well, one's way better than six. I mean, six, you may run away from home.
Sometimes I might. But thankfully, like, imagine this. I couldn't have a real job because and I'm an ambitious person. I can't have a job with a house full of kids. So I had to create my own alternate reality a little bit. Like, okay, the world is telling me you're not hireable. The world is telling me you have no experience. The world is telling me you da 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 da. And I'm like, dude, I'm not going to take that narrative. I'm going to make my own story. The world is telling me women don't run big companies. It's true, they don't, but like, gosh darn it, I am. So stand back.
Yeah.
So you want to create your own narrative. Don't let other people's stories or even their limitations of what could go wrong stop you from taking your next best action.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about your speaking business a little bit as a fellow speaker. How did you start doing all that? And what's going on with that these days?
I've mostly taken a break actually in the last year and a half from speaking because one of my kids started having epilepsy. So it's made it harder for me to travel.
Sure.
But before then, I was speaking on stages, like I said, I'm with Matthew McConaughey at one stage, Tony Robbins multiple times, Dean Graziosi. I've spoken at Funnel Hacking Live. I've spoken for ClickFunnels, Kajabi. I think I've done some for Teachable. I've done a bunch. So,
are you going to get back into it?
Well, we're doing podcasts right now, and I might get back into it. It's a little bit more complicated when you have a kid with medical needs.
Yeah, it 100% is. So hats off for making that a priority. Obviously, that's the sole most important part that's on there. So you said that you're working on some AI stuff right now, too. What's on the docket here for 2024? What are you excited about?
With what I love is that we often think we have to create all these assets for our audience. We have to create social media posts. We have to create a lead magnet, like the page. We have to design it. We have to put it into a funnel, sales funnel software. Then we have to connect the email server. We have to write the emails. Like all of that sounds like a lot of work, especially when Rachel's saying you have to make a lot of offers because you don't know which one your people want. You're going to need to make like, I don't know, 50 offers or 15 at minimum offers because I guarantee you five of them are going to completely flop. And what if they're your first five offers and you just didn't realize it's the next five that are the so-so ones. And the next five after that are the bonko crazy ones. Everybody's going to go crazy and buy all of them. But you don't know that until you make 15. And so for me, I used to make a sales funnel and the sales content. So I'd make like all the social media posts on Facebook, all the social media posts for Pinterest, all the social media posts for Twitter, all the social media posts for all of these places, videos now for YouTube. I'd make all of this content and then I'd make the funnel, which would be the lead magnet white page, put it on an offer page, have an upsell page, a downsell page. Da, da, da. And then I was like, why am I doing it so hard? So I made templates for myself. And templates were like, okay, we sped it up a little bit, but like, okay, so you made what was a week process down to 8 hours, but still really painful. Right. And then we decided to do it with AI. So I can now make a funnel, all the social media to promote it, the product, the sales page, the ads, the delivery page, and I can have it hooked up in as little as 4 minutes and it's 8 button pushes. If I wanted to just make zero customizations, I can do it in as little as 4 minutes now.
Very cool. And when's that going live?
Oh, it's live right now.
Oh, it is.
Page Wheel. Yep, we built it. And that's what we're doing SEO for because no one knows it's good, exists.
Love it. Well, be sure to include a link in the show notes here so people can check that out and find out what it's all about. I know that that is the most painful experience for a marketer is creating all that stuff because it's an absolute time suck. In addition to, you know, your computer crashes, whatever other things could come about while doing that.
The average person takes about 33 minutes. But not average about. We actually tested it. We saw the data. They take 33 minutes. But if you're fast, you can get it faster than 33.
Very cool. Well, I mean, this is where AI comes in and it is extremely useful when it's a tool and we can buy some of our time back by being able to leverage it on here. I don't know that, you know, AI taking over the world, regardless of what the headlines have to say, is going to be completely necessary or useful.
But AI with a human?
Correct.
That's AI with a human will.
That's exactly what I've said. A tool to be able to assist humans to do their job better, to create solutions that are easier, faster, and get you there quicker. I am all a fan for. Well, it's been great to chat with you, Rachel, and connect with you here. I'm glad that I made the list of 100 podcasts. I'm exhausted just thinking about it, but I love that. And I've learned, I've absolutely learned a ton from you. And I'm going to utilize that for people and help people really better understand that, you know, if you're looking to really make some sort of organic SEO imprint, a podcast way to do it. And I've learned that just by default, because if I go Google myself, my name shows up a lot because of other people's content. And then And if I pull my name up in Apple Podcasts, sure, my shows show up, but the other shows that I've been on show up too, which I think is really cool. And Apple is indexed very well, and Spotify's indexed very well, and the rest of the listening platforms. So thanks for opening my eyes to that. I already knew that, but sometimes we need that gentle nudge and reminder.
It's the most powerful way to grow your SEO. It's like literally the most powerful way. So they're like, roll up your sleeves, girl. We got this. And frankly, it makes me almost want to become a podcast person again. But like I said, I know I couldn't do it alone. So that's why if your audience is listening right now and they're thinking, oh, I want the SEO game, or I want to have a podcast because I want to have the audience. You can't have a business without an audience. Like Rachel talked about how you have this lead system. Well, that's great. But if without the person, it doesn't work. The podcast will give you the person. The podcast will give you the SEO juice. The podcast is like a door. And they need that door. So they should contact you.
I love that. We'll make sure we include that in your email with the episode link to send out to everybody. For sure. For sure. Any final thoughts for our listeners, Rachel?
Just that they can do it. Wherever they are, just take one step forward. So a lot of times you see a big business and you think, oh, it's so far out there, or I need to plan on how to get there. No, you just take the next step that's right in front of you. And then you take the next step and the next step.
Massive action solves the majority of our problems, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Rachel Miller, I appreciate your time. Thanks again for being on the show.
Have a great day.
You too. Until next time, friends.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Beyond the Story podcast. Be sure to appreciate it. If you haven't done so already, make sure you're subscribed to the show. This way you'll get updates as new episodes become available. If you feel so inclined, please leave us a review. Be sure to appreciate it. Signing off from the podcast, LaunchLab.com Studios. We'll talk to you next time.